All right, and we're here with Pavan. And tell me about where we're at here. This is a place that doesn't see many cameras.
That's true. It doesn't, thankfully. Yeah. But welcome, Larry.
Thank you.
And we're here today in Microsoft Hardware. We're in Indie Division's brand new Studios West campus. And as a group, we relocated here from our Red West campus over the summer. And this is where the Microsoft Hardware Labs are located. We have a variety of new labs, in fact, in addition to our current and existing facilities. This is sort of an upgrade in terms of more space and infrastructure and capability. Mm-hmm. A couple of new labs that we have are interoperability and compatibility labs, a new packaging lab. We have the Advanced Sciences Group and their sort of advanced research lab for like secret projects. But we also have a environmental compliance and regulatory lab. So a variety of new labs in this new facility for us, which is quite exciting. We have a team of about, I'd say, 60, 65 engineers and technicians that keep this place ticking. And so today we're kind of excited to have you guys get a behind-the-scenes look for the kinds of development and testing we do for hardware products. Mm-hmm. We have two products to sort of walk you through, if you will. One, of course, is LifeCam Cinema. This is our 720p True HD product that we shipped recently. And what we want to do is to kind of give you a flavor for the development lifecycle for this product, if you will, starting from testing we do at the model shop for form factors and ID concepts, industrial design concepts, over to the audio performance stuff and perfecting audio quality through a world-class Anechoic facility that we have, all the way down to how we think about video and image quality at a video test lab that we have. Hopefully, today you'll hear and see a little bit about not just the development and verification work that we do, but also some of the tests that we do in production at the factory as well. Mm-hmm. For your product like Wireless Mobile Mouse 4000, for instance, not only do we do a ton of development and verification work, but every unit on the production line before we ship gets tested. And in fact, every mouse goes through five or six distinct tests in the test and production line. And so our goal is to be able to make sure we design good product, also deliver them through its production life cycle.
Absolutely. Cool.
Yeah, so for the mouse, I think you'll get a chance to see, again, the ID Studio for sure. Mm-hmm. Hopefully some of the testing work we do for our navigation technologies.
Yeah.
Then over to our wireless labs for wireless performance and wireless testing. Definitely you'll get a chance to look at quality and reliability labs. All the way down to, I think, how we paint colors and why that's important for a mouse like Wireless Mobile Mouse 4000.
Very cool.
So thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy the tour. For sure, I'm hoping you'll come away with a renewed appreciation for the kind of work we do. Sort of your everyday mouse and keyboard and webcam, hopefully is a simpler and seamless experience for you. Thankfully, in part, because we're hopefully doing the heavy weight lifting up front. So.
All right, so we're here with the chief, and this is the mouse tracking lab.
Yes, so this is the mouse tracking lab. Welcome. And in this lab, we run several different tests to evaluate the performance of the mouse and to validate the marketing claims. Now, for any given mouse, we got three main functions associated with it. The different buttons, you could see the left, the right, the middle button, and the side button, all of which are user programmable with the software. The second main function is the scroll wheel, which can either move horizontally or vertically. And the last one is the tracking optics, which determines the quality of the navigation system. This is a Microsoft Wireless Mobile Mouse 4000 series, which uses the BlueTrack tracking technology. So the advantage of using BlueTrack technology is that it can virtually track on any surface. Mm-hmm. So to give you an idea of the different tracking surfaces, here is a collection of all the test surfaces that it can track and that we test. So here is a black granite, a few marble test surfaces, a ceramic tile, different kinds of fleece, fabric, and different kinds of carpet. And in this section, we have different kinds of wood, including the fake wood, unfinished wood, and different kinds of laminate, which has different texture and composition up to them. On this side, we also have different gaming pads that any gamers would use, and miscellaneous surfaces like white paper, manila folder, metal plates. In addition to these surfaces, we have a whole bunch of other test surfaces that any mouse user would possibly use for tracking.
So what is it about BlueTrack that makes it track better than, say, like a red optical mouse?
Okay. So the advantage of using BlueTrack is that the blue wavelength helps it to track better on tough surfaces. And the beam of the wave is actually four times bigger than a normal red optics, which helps to track on like granite and carpet and other tough surfaces.
So what type of tests do you run on the mice here?
The two kinds of metric that we use for evaluating the tracking quality of a mice. The first one is the linear accuracy test, wherein we place the mouse on the test surface and use the test fixture to draw straight lines in multiple angles for a particular period of time. So we use specialized software to identify the tracking error percentage. And the second test that we do is a circular drift test, where we place the mouse on the fixture and draw consecutive circles at a particular diameter in one particular direction. Now, again, we also use specialized software to identify the drift error percentage in this test. So this is a high-speed test station that we use to run the linear and the circular drift test here. You see that the mouse is held constant by the test fixture, while the test surface is moved at a particular speed. Now we repeat this test with multiple DPIs, with multiple speeds, multiple directions, and multiple angles for the linear test. So this is the second test at a high speed. Now the surface is rotated about 80 inches per second, and we make sure that still the tracking accuracy is as we had with the previous run. So this is another test that we run with our Microsoft mice to evaluate the depth of field of the test. As you could see, the mouse is actually raised to about 4,000 microns from the base of the test surface. And the idea here is to run the system again to identify the maximum distance at which the mouse will stop tracking.